Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame.
Well, I saw a crown, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the
road.
Ken
Heath bringing us back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ted Fishman is our guest. TedCFishman.com. Is that right, Ted?
That's right.
TedCFishman.com. Folks, go there and check it out. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later for turning you on to the brilliant mind of Ted Fishman. His books are China Inc., also Shock of Gray. It's all about the aging of the world's population and how that's impacting so many different us on so many different levels. Ted, we have to talk about North Korea. Let me set this up, this conversation up this way. In the last year, prior to the election and after the election, I asked some of the minds in my brain trust that I put in your category, the elite of the elite of thinkers and global business people and business thinkers. I've got several, and I've asked most of them in the last year, what is the single biggest concern when you lay your head down on the pillow at night? You know, is it Iran? Is it Putin? Is it ISIS? And every one of them, without blinking, without hesitation, said North Korea.
Yeah, it is terrifying right now. And the missile that went over Japan was the most terrifying.
That's awful.
Long, scary.
How did we not respond to that, Ted?
It's with great
restraint.
I mean, restraint. Yeah, I mean, and how did the Japanese not respond to that?
Yeah.
You know, and I think I'm no expert in these, you know, defense geopolitical things, but on the trade side, I think we have to be careful how tough we talk on trade with South Korea right now.
Yeah, I think, well, Trump's backed off on that, hasn't he? On the negotiating the trade deal, he's backed off on that, I think.
Yeah, he's negotiated off on that. But I also think in general we have to think globally about our defense posture and strategic posture in East Asia and Southeast Asia.
Right.
And the, you know, as loathsome in many ways as the TPP agreement was, it at least gave us a strategic posture and a sphere of influence.
It gave us a foothold, didn't it? A toehold,
yeah.
So to speak, in that area.
Yeah.
So let's. I want to come back to China now. Now, do you think, on the one hand, with the new election coming up, as you talked about, now the big convention next month, the president there in China needs North Korea not to be causing trouble, but he also he's. Do you think he's applying any pressure to him right now?
I think they have. If you look at the UN resolutions over the last couple of days, China has been an active negotiator in getting them to a place where they can apply some pain to North Korea.
They've allowed the sanctions to go forward when they, like Russia or the United States, could have killed it.
Yeah. And, you know, the sanctions were scaled back, but they still can bring some pain. And I think more than the pain itself, the signal is that China's on board.
Mm-hmm.
To act together. So,
well, and they said a month ago or so, that they would not tolerate a preemptive strike by the U.S., but they would not interfere if the U.S. responded to a strike.
Yeah.
Now, that's
so. I think all those
that
all
was a big
that,
movement, wasn't it?
It's huge, and all of those declarations from China, which are critical of Korea, you know, say that they're losing the partner that watches their back.
Mm-hmm.
And, a lot more than maybe the actual squeezing of the supply.
What about regime change? I mean, would that not be the right thing to do over there?
impossible. I honestly do.
You think it's impossible to regime change over there?
Well, I think it's impossible to stoke it internally.
Yeah.
I think any time there's a whiff of anything, people.
No, I'm talking about. I'm talking about taking a guy out.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We haven't had the most fabulous experience with that lately.
Right. So all right. Last thought. I got 20 seconds.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen the next 30 days in North Korea?
In North Korea, I think we're going to see scarier and scarier declarations, and then, God willing, the Chinese will join us in a unified way that offers the right amount of carrots.
In the next 6 months, what are the percentages that we'll have to shoot down a missile of his?
I am going to say zero.
All right, good. I'm glad to hear that. Hey, Ted, good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
Ted Fishman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.